Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. Again, this is the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the intersection where we have discussions about music and artists from the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s when it comes to hip-hop, R&B, rap, and soul music. This is the best music podcast that you've never heard until right now. Again, I want to thank you all for tapping in. On this episode, what I want to talk about is Mount Rushmore. I was scrolling across the internet the other day and I saw a meme and it asked for the Mount Rushmore of New York City rappers. And I thought the meme was very presumptive because it penciled in three other rappers and asked for your fourth. And I'm like, that's being presumptuous because maybe, just maybe, my three isn't the same three that you have. But nonetheless, I understand that anytime you talk Mount Rushmore of something, it sparks a conversation. The first thing I always ask when someone says, hey, who's on your Mount Rushmore of whatever? My question is, what's the criteria? And so a lot of times, and this meme included, did not have any particular criteria. So I'm like, who's to say? Because if you're talking about MCs, I mean, like, New York is such a huge place for MCs. Obviously, the Boogie Down Bronx was the birthplace of hip hop. Shout out to Kool Herc. And so, no, there's like 5,000 New York rappers that you can choose from. I mean, you can go anywhere from Big Daddy Kane to Kool G Rap, everybody in Wu-Tang, LL, Rakim, Chuck D, obviously Jay-Z, DMX, Nas, 50 Cent, Biggie, Prodigy, just to name a few. I mean, like, I literally could go on and on. I mean, like I said, there's like 10 people in Wu-Tang. So what's the criteria? So here's the thing. I base this Mount Rushmore on the following criteria: lyricism, flow and delivery, impact, and longevity. Now let's go back to the third one, impact. Impact is it's very subjective. I mean, all of this is subjective, but it is very subjective because impact, you would have had to have been there for their prime or their run, whatever the case may be. And I'll use Biggie for an example. Someone who wasn't around in 1994 when Biggie came out wouldn't know the impact of Biggie. I mean, like, they could hear the stories, and Biggie's career actually was only a very short period of time if you think about it. Nonetheless, his impact while he was in his quote unquote prime was incredible, right? And you take someone like LL, his impact has been over a period of time. Same for someone like Prodigy or Jay-Z. You know, their impact has spread. But like, what I'm trying to say is, in their prime, the time that you would deem their prime, who makes your Mount Rushmore based on the lyricism, flow, delivery, impact, and longevity? I mean, like I said, longevity, flow and delivery, lyricism, I mean, that's up for debate. Impact is hugely up for debate because what may have impacted me as a hip hop fan in 1995 may not have impacted you because maybe you weren't here or maybe you were seven, right? So you don't see it or feel it the same. Nonetheless, let's get to it. I'm going to give you my Mount Rushmore. Again, the question is, based on lyricism, flow and delivery, impact and longevity, who are the four MCs from New York City that make up your Mount Rushmore? Tell me. And I'm going to tell you right now who mine are. First up, in no particular order, I'm going to do a split screen, meaning that there's going to be, I'm going to cheat right here, right? There's going to be two people that are going to make it. And that's going to be Biggie Smalls and KRS-One. And the reason why I had to split the two is because I could not really decide between Biggie Smalls and KRS-One. And the reason being is that when it comes to lyricism, flow and delivery, impact, and longevity, I think they're neck and neck. Where KRS-One, I think, has a bigger stamp on Biggie is because of his longevity. Now, Biggie obviously wasn't here, but for so long, and that's through no fault of his own, right? But so I think KRS-One gets him obviously in longevity, but Biggie's impact, I think, is bigger than KRS-One. So I really, it was for me, it was like splitting hairs. So I got to go with a split screen. So there's going to be two faces on this particular part of the Mount Rushmore. So I'm cheating here, right? So it's Biggie Smalls and KRS-One for me. Next up, and again, these are in no particular order. The God MC, Rakim Allah. I think it goes without saying that there are some MCs who are just game changers and difference makers. And the same could be said for Rakim. I mean, Rakim, if you listen to hip hop and you really understand how music flows, Rakim's impact and influence is still being felt in the MCs that you hear to this day. His style and his the way that he created words and put them together, his flow and delivery was impeccable, particularly at that time when he broke on the scene in 1986, 1987. So, and Rakim's impact is long living, and his longevity, I mean, he's still out here doing it, and Rakim might be close to 60 years old, and he hasn't slowed down. And so I definitely have to have Rakim there as well. Now we're going to give you two more, but right now we're going to take a commercial break. And on the other side of the break, I'll give you the other two for my Mount Rushmore. Sit tight. We'll be back in just a second. If you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle podcast. Hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back, relax, join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before. From nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between, the 12 Kyle podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle podcast, where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time. Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shaped the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul podcast and enjoy the vibes. And just like that, we are back. Once again, it's your boy 12 Kyle. This is the Rap Soul podcast, and we're talking about the New York City Mount Rushmore of rappers. Before the break, I gave you KRS-One / Biggie as well as Rakim, and I'll give you the other two. And again, these are no particular order. Number three on the Mount Rushmore for New York City MCs. I have to go with Nas. I think when it comes to lyricism, flow and delivery, impact and longevity, I don't know that there are many that can compare with Nas. Nas, I think, is one of the best MCs that we've ever heard. Nas is one of those MCs that I think MCs that really love to rap love Nas. He's your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. I think the guy is incredible. His career, his longevity, the albums and the music that he's put out has definitely stood the test of time. He's had some lulls in his career, But he's bounced back in this last run of albums and music that he's produced over the last 5, 6, 7 years has been incredible. And it's really put Nas, I think, in a different stratosphere as far as his longevity. But his impact on the game, his flow and delivery, I mean, since the time that I heard him at Live at the Barbecue has been crazy. Lyricist, Nas, in my opinion, is probably the second best lyricist ever. And I say that without, and I will challenge anyone on that. I think he's lyrically, he's up there. And last but not least, the fourth and final slot will go to Sean Corey Carter, a.k.a. Jay-Z. Jay-Z, I think, is one of those MCs that really, I mean, if you look at his career path, has been incredible. I will be honest, and I've been honest in my assessment of Jay-Z. I haven't been as pleased with the back half of his career, if you will. The music that he's put out probably over the last 10 years, I haven't liked it, but I don't think that takes away from what he did in the first half of his career, which was incredible. And he was on a run that no other MCs had accomplished, not only from an MC perspective, but his commercial appeal. Now, keep in mind, none of this has to do with commercial. I'm just making a point. None of this has to do with his commercial appeal. But I think when you look at Jay-Z's longevity, he's someone who's made it and has done it for an extremely long time. I'll be honest. Jay-Z was on the edge of not making this cut because I think while his lyricism has been impeccable, his flow and delivery is crazy, his impact is undeniable. But I think his longevity, the longer he's gone, it's gotten worse for him. And there were a couple of other MCs that were right there on the bubble that I could have slid into that fourth slot. And I think if you all know me, you know who I'm talking about. But nonetheless, he's there. So again, my Mount Rushmore, Biggie Small / KRS-One, Rakim, Nas, and Jay-Z. So that is it for me. I would like to hear from you. Hit me up on social media. Hit me up on the TikTok. Hit me up in the comments on the YouTube channel. Let me know who's on your Mount Rushmore based on that criteria. Again, criteria matters. So when it comes to lyricism, flow and delivery, impact and longevity, who from New York City makes your Mount Rushmore under that criteria? Because criteria is very important. Again, that's going to do it for me. I am your boy 12 Kyle. Thank you. Thanks again for checking out the Rap Soul Podcast. Remember, this podcast drops every Monday at midnight. And we have we're on YouTube. We're on every streaming platform. We're everywhere. We're on social media at Rap Soul Podcast. Share this podcast with someone who loves rap and soul music as much as you do, particularly music from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. As I mentioned earlier, we are the best music podcast that you've never heard. So thank you for tapping in. Again, that's going to do it for me. I am your boy 12 Kyle. I'll catch you guys next time. 5,000. Yeah.
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media, and feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5,000.